вся суть сафари.
In Russia, Max the Hatchet Marcinkevich cruises gay internet dating sites and then lures young gay men for re-education sessions at the hands of his neo-Nazis. Max's group, Occupy Pedophilia, has spread to 5 Russian cities, while police look the other way. Sociologist Maria Plotko says opinion polls show nearly half of Russians think police should not protect gays from attacks.
Public opinion in Russia shows us that the rate of homophobia is pretty high, and I think it's the influence of strong propaganda.
Levada's polls show that Russians became more conservative about homosexuality over the last decade. Over 80% oppose gay parades and gay marriage. 2/3 back President Vladimir Putin's new anti-gay propaganda law. For many gay Russians, the way out is the airport. Vitaly, a Moscow student, says of his gay university friends,
nearly every student wants to leave or knows the ways, and in case of emergency, I think we will emigrate to any better country.
Anton Krasovsky came out as gay on his TV show to protest the anti-gay law. Within hours, he was fired. Now he gets letters from gays all over Russia.
These are people that are really being fired from their jobs. These are people that are really being watched by their neighbors. These are people that are getting beaten in their entranceways. These are people that are getting hit in the head in public transport. And all of this is happening with the assistance of the police and with the complete feeling that they won't be punished.
Posted on the internet, these gay attack videos have been seen around the world. In the United States and Europe, they have sparked anti-Putin protests, like this one in Amsterdam in late August. But nearby, Alina Alieva, a Russian tourist, said Europeans should mind their own business.
They shouldn't do this because it can worsen the situation more. We have different countries and we have different situations and different history between these countries.
The Sochi Winter Olympics, which will be held next February, are now the target of gay activists who are protesting Russia's stance on homosexuality. Some are calling for a boycott, others for protests during the Olympics.
The Olympics can be an educational process. If a Canadian team walks with not only the Canadian flag but with a rainbow flag, that will be much more helpful for gays and lesbians in Russia than any boycott.
But Plotko predicts foreign pressure could backfire among Russians.
So if you don't like our law, if you don't respect us, you can boycott it, but other countries will come.
Some Moscow analysts say these foreign protests play into President Putin's hands. They say foreign pressure provokes Russians to close ranks with the Kremlin. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.